Hello and welcome back to Above the Fold, the Western Observer podcast. I'm reporter Addison Antonoff and I'm joined by editors Chris Larrabee.
Hi, Addison.
And Melissa Russell.
Hey, Addison.
We've been gone for a while. We've been busy covering annual town meeting and election, but we're back to tell you a little bit about what's going on in town. It's been exciting first to have our first town meeting, our annual town meeting under the belt. We cover special town meeting right when we were just started. It was exciting to see some of the things that we've been keeping an eye on since we came to town in September get two new steps. The select board has now expanded to 5 members, which is something that we've been interviewing people about and hearing about since we first came to town. The fire station has design funds now. That's something that we've been keeping an eye on. So it was nice to get that under our belt as a paper and also just see progress happen in town. Because municipal government can move very slowly. That's just the nature of things. But to see those things happen is always exciting for us. It's a very interesting time to start a paper in Weston. And beyond town meeting and election season, we've still got some updates on larger projects happening, including the JST. The restaurant got conditional approval from the planning board recently. And there's been a lot of conversations about Route 30 happening. Chris went to some traffic and sidewalk committee meetings to see where that project is. That's been going on for a couple of years now, on and
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it started back in, it started in 2017, but it officially came before town meeting in 2018. They requested design funds to they call it a reconstruction. It's not entirely a reconstruction, a resurfacing of Route 30 from the Natick town line to Cutter's Bluff Road. That original proposal had a about 5-foot wide sidewalk going the entire 3.7-mile route. They needed more funding in 2024 because the Department of Transportation, which is undertaking the funding for the project, changed their regulations and require a shared-use path or a buffered bike lane for the project. So they had to come back before town meeting for $600,000 of additional funding to finish the design. And now we are at the 75% design stage of the project. There's a draft out there now. And in the last 2 weeks, the Traffic and Sidewalk Committee has held 2 listening sessions to gather resident feedback on the project. And
are there any main concerns that are coming up in town?
Yes, there are many concerns from many people living along or near Route 30. They're concerned about the environmental destruction of adding, don't quote me on it, I think it's about 127,000 square feet of impervious surface to the road for the shared use path, which is 10 feet wide. I failed to mention that earlier. There's concerns about the project going beyond its original scope of sidewalks to a shared use path as a result of the state guidelines changing. There's concerns about future maintenance. There's a lot of concerns, and I think the Traffic and Sidewalk Committee heard that at these last listening sessions over the last week or so. It was overwhelmingly negative. There were a couple people in support of the project, and we have to remember this is just a slice of the community. This project was approved at town meeting. It was about an 80 vote margin at 2024 when the revised proposal came through. So we'll see how that committee is going to work with the designer, Howard Stein Hudson, out of Boston, and see how they can incorporate some of this feedback here. From here, they'll give that feedback, the design will be firmed up, and then eventually go to the select board, who will have to decide whether to move forward with the project.
And Chris, you said that Lisa Revers, select board member, formerly the chair, mm-hmm. has recused herself.
Yep.
Could you talk about that a little bit? Because I know there's some concern about conflict of interest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Lisa, the select board member, she's a property abutting Route 30. So she's recused herself from decision making, as she must under the conflict of interest law. But she's been attending the meetings as a resident and just talking about some of her concerns, which she's not alone in these concerns regarding the environment. And then other people kind of piggyback on top of that and talk about changing the rural feel of the town. So we'll have one less vote on the select board because of her recusal. So it'll come down to the other 4 members. In the meantime, while we don't have a sidewalk or a shared use path on Route 30, there are other locations to walk your dog, and dogs are the subject of a fun little data feature story that we put together over the last week. I'll let Addison take the lead as she wrote the story and got the data.
Yes.
Take the lead is a good pun for dog story.
Yes, that's a great joke, and there are many other like it in the story, and even more that ended up on the cutting room floor thanks to the good work and supreme patience of my editors. But I took a look at dog registration data in Weston. You have to register your dog in town. So I wanted to see what breeds were most popular in town, what names. The most popular name in town is Lucy. The most popular breed is Golden Retriever. So you're bound to see some of those either at Town Green or just over town lines at the Reservoir if you're walking your dog there. A lot of great creative names in Weston. My favorite was Fernando, F-U-R. Nando. But, you know, there's a lot of common themes in dog names, sports fans, food, a lot of great food names. We've got like Panisse, which is like, I believe, like a chickpea dough dessert, and mocha and lychee and brownie batter.
Brownie batter, that was
important distinctions between brownie and brownie batter.
What about blueberry lemonade?
Blueberry lemonade was another office favorite for sure. It was fun to see how many names were inspired by Massachusetts, because there's still a lot of Boston and Massachusetts pride, even though Weston feels, you know, a world away, secluded in all of these trees. But we've got Brady's and Tessie's and a Wally and a Mookie, who was born a couple months after the trade. So
Duncan.
Yes, there were two Duncans, one spelled like Dunkin' Donuts and one spelled D-U-N-C-A-N. There's a Marlowe, but no Shakespeare, which I thought was funny.
Unless it's the detective. It could be the Detective Marlowe.
Also an option.
It's another literary.
Yeah, a lot of Marlowe's. There were some fun literary references. There's one Sherlock and three Watsons.
There you go. So Marlowe goes with that crowd of detectives.
Detective sniffing out who knows what.
That's right.
Solving who's leaving their dog do. on the road and not in the trash can, which is a common issue we see discussed in the Weston Community Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
Was there anything surprising you saw, or more just general interest?
It was generally very interesting. Golden Retriever is not necessarily a surprise. I see a lot of Labradoodles on my walk, so was interested to see that's in the top five. A lot of Cockapoos as well. Nothing necessarily surprising, but I also spend a lot of time walking around town, so I was like, this feels accurate to what I'm seeing.
Did you have a favorite name out of all the names?
Fernando, for Fernando, sure. Fernando, absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's very clever.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah.
That was a fun story. It was very charming. And if people haven't read it, they should read it.
Yes. Absolutely. But it's nice to see, you know, obviously a lot of the municipal work in town is some of the most important stuff that we cover, but it's nice to be able to look at all of the other facets that make Weston what it is, its community, whether it's fun dog names or getting to profile a teacher who's retiring. Chris Memoli is stepping down from the schools at the end of the year, so we got to speak with him, things like that. And with schools, we've got graduation coming up. So it's nice to be able to have that balance of what are we doing with our roads? What are we doing with our budget? These municipal things, and also, you know, what is it that makes living in Weston, you know, a home and a life beyond kind of the strong data and numbers that we have?
So coming up, it's good that you started to talk about graduation. We are shifting our coverage, as this is a very busy time of year. Before everyone takes off and goes on vacation, we have graduation coverage coming up. And I wanted to be sure folks knew that we do have options to share your life events with us, including graduation, including weddings, which are coming up in June. No matter what time of year you hear this, there's a life event to be proud of. So consider sharing that with the community through the Weston Observer. You can just go to our website, click connect, and you'll have information about how to share your lifetime, life events with us and with the community. Chris got to go over to see the seniors clap out event, which was kind of a delightful tradition. Do you want to share that a little bit?
Yeah, just it's an annual tradition for Weston High School. They just have the senior class kind of get clapped out of school on their final day. They have all the students line up inside, clap them out, and then all the parents of the senior class kind of line up outside the school and just clap everybody out. It's very very informal, but just a nice event. And we were invited to come take photos and videos of it. And we will follow that up with some graduation coverage in coming weeks here. I sat down with some of the class officers in the last week, just talked about reflections on the year, on their 4 years at Weston High School, their memories, kind of a little bit about their futures. And then in 2 weeks, we have the big one, graduation on a town green at 4 o'clock on June 5th.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2026.
Amazing.
And in the meantime, if we don't see you at Town Green for that event, we'll see you around town. Thank you so much for listening to Above the Fold with the Weston Observer. Mm-hmm.